To SER wishes to acknowledge the custodians of the land from which we broadcast, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation and the Wadumatagal clan of the Darug Nation, and their elders past, present and emerging. We acknowledge and respect their continuing culture and the contribution they make to the life of this city and this region.
Hello and welcome, dear listeners, to the Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER 107.3 FM. With your humble hosts, Bang and Eddie, Yutz, broadcasting live from the outer space, straight into your brain. It was all a dream, I used to read Word Up magazine. Give it up one time for the Super Happy Fun Time Hour. Peace.
You're listening to 2SER.
Whoa.
107.3 FM. My name's Eddie Yutz. I'm joined here with my friend Bang.
Hello. What's the name of this show?
This show is called Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER FM.
Ooh, yeah.
That's where you are. We just heard a track from Mission of Burma with Academy Fight Song there to kick off the show in a big way, which is what we like to do.
And it is a big week this week. Requiem for the Aussie Larrikin, a special crossover event between the Super Happy Fun Time Hour here on 2SER and Sky News to celebrate the screening of The Death of the Aussie Larrikin, a TV program that actually came out a couple of Tuesdays ago. We had to wait until now to do it because we had the UFO special last week.
we didn't want to diminish our focus
on the unknown.
Exactly, that's important stuff. And the Aussie Larrikin, the big news for me was I didn't even realise the Aussie Larrikin was a thing or dead.
Yes. I know. So it must have been a very,
very
a shocking and somber week for you to not only have to deal with the shock that the Aussie Larrikin died, but then the immense period of mourning that followed that. Do you know what killed the Aussie Larrikin, Eddie?
Can I have a wild stab in the dark? Was it political correctness?
It was political correctness. Can't believe it. And thankfully, Rowan Dean from Sky News brought this tonight as part of the death of the Aussie Larrikin. Check out the lineup that he had on the program. Biggest names in Australian comedy. Vince Sorrenti was there. Delveen Delaney. Carrie Ann Kennelly.
Oh, okay.
AKA Carrie Ann Comedy, who has never been afraid to speak out. And she's been endearing herself to Australian television's audiences for more than 50 years.
It's
a long time. And so, obviously, the comedy pedigree of all these people is beyond reproach. Delveen Delaney. Did you know Delveen Delaney was crowned Photographic Model of the Year in 1974?
That makes sense.
Yeah. None of the other big names have done that.
Of course, Sale of the Century, of course, is where I am.
Well, do you know where she was born? Mackay in Queensland.
Get out of town. That's interesting.
Don't tell me that was the same town that you were born in, Eddie. Yes,
it's not, but it's not far. It's not far down the road. I know people from there. A lot of people. Very interesting.
So you were down the road. You were at a more working class Aussie Larrikin and silent majority town than Mackay.
Exactly. I think.
A little town called Real Australia.
I think the thing I'm most shocked about to learn that the Aussie Larrikin is dead is I always thought of you as the Aussie Larrikin, Bang, the perfect Aussie Larrikin.
Well, RIP me, mate, because my time has been and done. Rowan Dean, he really examined the Aussie Larrikin. This is according to Rowan's analysis. Was born in... the Rum Rebellion is sort of when the Aussie Larrikin started. And for those who don't know, the Rum Rebellion was in 1808 and was a coup d'etat against the lawful government of New South Wales by the New South Wales Corps Military Force.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that's when comedy started.
Right.
That's when Aussie Larrikin comedy started as part of the Rum Rebellion. And it reached a peak in the 70s, 80s and 90s. So if you look at that on the graph... So it took like sort of 160 years for it to sort of go from when it was born to when it started peaking out, and then there's no plateau or anything like that. It was sort of a couple of decades shortly after it bit the dust.
You'd have to argue that it had a pretty good run. That's not bad.
It had a very good run. Yeah, I mean, sort of any sort of graph like that just rise and rise and rise and rise, and then, oh, you're gone. Political correctness, we are coming for you. We've taken enough of our comedians and we won't stand for it anymore. And so taking a minute here today on the Super Happy Fun Time Hour to remember the Rum Rebellion of 1808, the birth of comedy in Australia.
Hey, Bang, let's listen to a track now. What do you think?
Let's do it, mate. What song can we play that'll celebrate and commemorate the death of the Aussie Larrikin?
I'm really not sure if this will do it at all, but we're going to hear it. This is song 33 from No Name. 2SCR 107.
Oh, yeah, Mad Lib on the beat.
Mad Lib on the beat. Super happy fun time.
RIP, Aussie Larrikin.
See you later.
Don't let the door hit you where the dog should have bit you. That's a Larrikin thing to say.
That's heaps Larrikin.
Oh, I have ambitions. Dreams. But dreams don't come cheap.
I saw a demon on my shoulders looking like patriarchy, like scrubbing blood off the ceiling and bleaching another carpet. How my house can haunt it? Why Toya body don't embody all the life she wanted? The baby just 19. I know I dream all black. I seen her everything. Immortalizing tweets all caps. They say they found her dead. One girl missing, another one go missing. one girl missing another, but niggas in the back, quiet as a church mouse. Basement studio when duty calls to get the verse out. I guess the ego hurt now, it's time to go to work. Wow, look at him go. He really doubts to write about me when the world is in smokes, when it's people in trees, when George was begging for his mother saying he couldn't breathe. You thought to write about me? One girl missing, another one go missing. One girl missing, another one. Yo, but little did I know all my reading would be a bother. It's trans women being murdered, and this is all he can offer, and this is all y'all receive. Distract you from the convo with organizers. They talking abolishing the police, and it's a new world order. We democratizing Amazon, we burn down borders. This a new vanguard, this a new vanguard. I'm the new vanguard.
Hi there, my name's Gail Austin. Just in case there's some loose curvies around, and if not, maybe you'd like to become one. Check out Curved Radio tonight at 10 o'clock here on 2SER.
Do you know the way to move? Do you know the way to groove? Do you know the way to move? Do you know the way to groove? You listen to the radio. You listen to the radio.
Now on the Super Happy Fun Timeout on 2SER 107.3 FM. It is time for the Sports Report with Ben Doran.
In sport as it is in life, a name can be a powerful thing. Attributed to Confucius is the saying, Bi Ye Zheng Ming Hu. The name must be correct, or the beginning of wisdom is to call things by their right names. However, sometimes the names we are born with are not the names we deserve to live with. For example, would the world have fallen for the nasally charms of Robert Zimmerman, or the Cockney swagger of Maurice Joseph Micklewhite, or the pendulous and frankly terrifying member of David Jones? Probably not. These names are both stupid and not right. And yet, as Bob Dylan, Michael Caine, and David Bowie, they rise phoenix-like from the ashes of their former selves, becoming immortal. In professional sports, team names help to galvanize a fan base and sell merchandise. The Chicago Bulls, the Toronto Maple Leafs, the New York Yankees, household names all and glorious to boot. The Nashville Predators of the NHL and the King Faisal Babies of the Ghanaian Premier League, less so. In Division 4 of Newcastle's Amateur Men's Basketball League, close to 75% of all team names allude to testicle or gonads. My own team, the Grey Balls, will next week return to competition against rivals, the Big Ballers. In weeks to come, we will face Dad Ballers, King Kong Ballers, these nuts are making me thirsty, the Scromags, Bowie's Bouncy Christmas Bag, the Crash Test Testies. The list is endless. But is it right?
Never would hurt you, and even if I did, you
Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER 107.3. We just heard from the DBs or the Decibels, Black and White. Sports report from Ben Doran was in there with some thoughts about team names. Bang, have you ever been in a team with an interesting name?
Not so much an interesting name. I've been in competitions in which teams had interesting names. I think the best one that I can remember is the Big Daddy Lampshades.
That's very good.
It's not bad, is it? And there was also one team that we used to play against that were a very, very good squad. And this was in a competition where everyone else had to represent the town that they were from, but these guys were good enough that they were just sort of able to be their own independent entry, if you will. And they were the Guru Llamas. Oof, and they were amazing. And they had T-shirts with a llama on it, so you knew they were about business. But then the Aussie Larrikin died, and with that, the Guru Llamas and other funny team names. Every week, he manages to both entertain and illuminate with the sports report. Thank you so much to Ben there for appearing once again on the Super Happy Fun Time Hour. He will, of course, be back again next week. Eddie, how's your week been, mate?
Pretty good. Been paying a bit of attention to the news. What do you think about the news?
I know that it's a thing that's going on in the background, and it's of interest to many people. I get my real news from the internet. I went to high school with a guy who sees beyond the real news.
Does he send you links from YouTube videos? Heard that
he does indeed. Earth is flat. Did you know that? That's why when you hit a golf ball, eventually it stops.
And that's not why. It's because of gravity.
I think you'll find it's because of the inherent flatness of the Earth.
I've got an open mind.
It's got nowhere to roll to.
Send me a link and I'll check it out.
Why do you think I've never lost a Hot Wheels? We should thank everyone who contributed to the 2SER Save Our Signal Antenna fundraiser.
Great idea, Bang. We should definitely thank everyone. It was a massive effort from the 2SER listeners to get us over the line, as they say.
We want to thank everyone who took part in that. And don't forget that every donation that you made over $2 is tax deductible, and it's coming to the end of the financial year. Where you can cash in, and obviously don't take your financial advice from me, but that's cream off the top, baby.
That's you're nothing definitely not authorized cream. To give out financial advice.
And I'm also not counts. Authorized to give out sort of advice on the flatness of the earth. Yet I do.
I guess that's the that's freedom of speech.
It is, isn't it?
That's what it's all about.
The Aussie Larrikin is not dead, and neither is the unqualified Aussie scientist. Indeed, for the unqualified Aussie scientist, it could be a golden age that we're living through right about now.
Makes sense.
This is the Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER 107.3 FM for another Sunday morning. Up next, we can listen to Wire with their weirdly named song, Map reference 41 degrees, etc., etc. You'll get the hang of it. Bloody good song, this. Super Happy Fun Time Hour 2 is here.
Sliding night, try to understand. Goodies today.
Pretty sexy too. I hope you enjoy.
2SER 107.3.
Welcome to World Cabbage Update. This is Barbagula Ronson. I am your host of World Cabbage Update, and today I would like to give a cabbage update about UFOs. Well, there's a lot of discussion going on about UFOs. What are they? Are they aliens? Are they robots? Are they farmers? I would like to offer my take as a long-time cabbage farmer in the mountains west of southeast Queensland and northern New South Wales. I have had many encounters over the years with UFOs, and I would like to say that they are not pro-cabbage. They are not in favour of cabbage. They do not like cabbage, but they are a constant source of irritation to your cabbage farmer. I myself dealt with UFOs almost constantly, monthly, over the years. I would be irrigating my cabbage up late. It'd be 2 a.m. I'd be listening to AM radio or an audio book. East of Eden by John Steinbeck was a personal favourite, and quite often 3 a.m. I'd be hosing cabbage, I'd be watering it, I'd be doing my best to urge it along, giving it pep talks, and then I'd look up and see a luminous green UFO looking down at me. The thing is that you had to always learn to shoo them off, because the problem with UFOs, they deliver an awful lot of heat if you do not scare them off with a rake or with Muzak, elevator Muzak, or even psychedelic rock. They do tend to melt irrigation tubes, irrigation pipes. So over the years I developed a really foolproof defense re UFOs. I would play psychedelic rock, I would play different types of early garage, I'd play the Seeds, I would play the 13th floor elevator, and I would generally, sometimes I would even play early British psychedelic rock, and over the years it actually would work quite well. I did have one night when I was up with my friend Ken Forbes, and I was on Mount Mee, and we were irrigating cabbage and having a book club discussion about East of Eden by John Steinbeck, and we saw a shining, luminous green UFO, and I put on some small faces and then some Pretty Things and SF Sorrow by the Pretty Things, and I started to wave a rake at this luminous green UFO, and it buzzed off. And ever since then, I find I'm not really fazed by UFOs, but if you have a cabbage farm, you have to stay up all night, otherwise they will melt your cabbage and your irrigation tubings. Anyway, that's it for World Cabbage Update today. This is your host, Barbie Geller Ronson. Thank you for listening, and next week I will talk about common cabbage farming problems when dealing with werewolves. Stop the tape. We'll be right back.
You've got your radio dial tuned to 2SCR FM. You're listening to the Super Happy Fun Time Hour on the radio. Maybe you're doing it old-fashioned on the FM. Maybe on the internet, 2SCR.com. Maybe on the 2SCR app, available from the app places. We just heard a track from Dinosaur Jr., Start Choppin'. Great track. Always makes me want to start chopping, bang. Hear that track? Cabbage Report with Barbagallo Ronson in there with some thoughts about UFOs. We always like a bit of UFOs chat on the show.
Love it. Barbagallo was a week late for the UFO special was last week, but Barbagallo the previous week when it was the UFO special, he was very focused on just strictly cabbage. So you can understand why he'd be a week behind.
Look, a week behind for Barbagallo is like, it's doing pretty good.
A week behind for Barbagallo is 15 years in the future for anyone else.
Why are we before that with map reference 41 degrees north, 93 degrees west? Is that how you say that, Yuri?
Oh, God, they just make it difficult for us, don't they? Thankfully, they're such an excellent band with so many great songs that we'll deal with all the difficult stuff they give us as radio hosts here on the Super Happy Fun Time Hour. I don't know if you knew this, Eddie.
I don't know a lot of things.
Here's another one to add to the pile. Australians are being filmed through private security cameras that are being streamed on a website based in Russia, which broadcasts these live streams of compromised or hacked security cameras and webcams, with dozens of Australian businesses and homes featured on the site at any given time. So that's kind of alarming. I don't know if this is sort of some sort of trade deal in which we get stacks of Russian video content of a certain persuasion in exchange for it, or if it's just sort of a sign that we've reached the absolute limits of what people will watch on the internet. Do you feel that how's your home set up, mate? Do you feel that you're in danger there? Do you have cameras set up there that could be being viewed?
I've got so many cameras.
Nefarious websites.
But my cameras that I've set up around my house aren't really for security. They're more just to document my life. So I like to film everything I do from a variety of angles. I might do something interesting one day. And if I do, I'm going to have a very good quality recording of it in just about every room of the house. If I was to find out someone had hacked into that and was watching it, I'd be quite flattered, I think.
It'd be like, I've got more views on that than I do on actual videos that I made that I wanted people to watch.
Yeah, it'd kind of justify my whole reason for setting up the very elaborate camera network that I've set up throughout my house as well, which, you know, I'm not confident someone will watch it.
Yeah.
Any other way, really.
It'd legitimise your career as both a director and a cinematographer to know that there was actually someone watching it with interest.
If you could hack into any camera in the world, Bang, which camera would you like to hack into to watch what was going on? This is the real moral dilemma I'm putting to you right now.
Probably the one at your house, because it sounds like that documentary series 7 Up, except it resets like sort of every 5 minutes or so.
It's in real time.
Just sort of, yeah, I wonder what Eddie's up to now.
It's like 7 Up, but it's live.
Yeah, I wonder what the narrative that is Eddie's life, I wonder what turns it's taken in the last 5 minutes. Oh, I can just log in and check it out now. And I have like countless angles that I can choose from. I imagine there's a couple there, the canted angle, the Dutch tilt.
I've definitely
got those angles.
Oh, yes,
there.
I love the Dutch tilt. You know,
yeah, there'd be a few there where the sort of the camera's looking down upon you, and at which point it's sort of like the viewer is the one with the power in that relationship, and other angles where the camera would be looking up, where you would sort of be more of an imposing figure. If they're going to go to so much trouble, well, yeah. I'm glad that you're sort of making it worth their while and at least making it a little bit artistic. Are you sort of,
yeah.
have you got some sort of setup where it comes out in a sepia tone or something?
Yeah,
like
yeah, I've got filters all over the place and I can change them depending on my mood via an app on my phone.
It's like it's magic hour all the time.
Yeah.
They're the Eddie Yates residence.
Look, I'd love to invite you over in real life to just come and observe me in my natural environment. But of course, we're not quite there yet as far as social distancing or our friendship goes, I feel. It's only been 10 years.
Well, you asked me the question, what if I could hack into anyone's camera, I'm going to throw that one right back at you. What's going to be your answer for this terribly loaded question? Have they got them on sharks?
Like, yes. Surely there's a cage of sharks somewhere.
Maybe a shark cam or a croc cam. Yeah. Or something like that. One of the more fearsome members of the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
I could handle sort of living vicariously through them for a little bit to know what it feels like to have a little bit of power.
Look, I think you've nailed it. That's the best answer. I'm going to give you the prize this week, Bang, of the broken Thermomix. I've got another one here. Keep a few broken Thermomixes around.
Got another one. Was it hard rubbish night? Super happy fun time hour where the Aussie larrikin is dead. What are we going to listen to next?
We're going to listen to a track by... Is this what we're doing? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to listen to a track by Orbital. Halcyon and on and on.
And on.
And on and on 2SCR 107.3. 107.3 FM. 2SCR. 2SCR.
This is Max Traffic with yet another traffic report for you people listening on the radio. Now, looking down the road today, I can see there's quite a few cars. There's always cars driving up and down the road and some bicycles as well. So do with that information what you will. Poorly piece it together and enjoy your daily commute wherever it is that you need to go. This is Max F. Max Traffic is my name, and I hope that you are okay.
Galaxies there with Watch Your Step. You're listening to the Super Happy Funtime Hour on 2SER 107.3 FM. It is Sunday morning in the beautiful city of Sydney. Before that, we had the traffic report with Max Traffic, which, while entertaining, was possibly not as informative as it could have been. Thanks very much, though, Max, for taking that time out of your day to put that report together for us.
A lot of time, it sounds like, you took out of your day for that one. Really?
Yeah, just above and beyond. We're going to tell him to slow down a little bit there.
Yeah, totally. Rain it in, Max.
I don't think we can handle the superannuation that such a traffic report should generate.
Curb your enthusiasm.
Eddie, it would seem that we're potentially on the cusp of another toilet paper hoarding panic.
Oh, no. This is terrible news.
It is, and I don't want to add to the panic with our position here as media commentators. I do need to point out that a recent poll in Girlfriend magazine found that 8 out of 10 respondents would only date someone with a clean ass. And you don't want to die lonely, and you don't want to die with a stank behind. So do with that information what you will, but if you were wishing to panic by anything, you might want to consider the following items that your good friends here at the Super Happy Fun Time Hour may or may not have shares in.
First product off the rank is a little product called Dr. Walnut's Old Fashioned Poison Sarsaparilla. It kills rats, and it'll kill you too if you drink enough of it. But gee, it tastes like sarsaparilla.
Oh, God, doesn't it, though?
It's great stuff.
Dr. Walnut's old-fashioned poison sarsaparilla. I love that stuff. You know what it goes well with? A couple of sandpaper snacks. These are the driest cracker on the market. I left one out overnight in the rain. When did you get in the morning? Still crunchy.
Bang, have you tried licorice pops? They taste like a licorice milkshake, but with big chewy bits of licorice in it. It's terrible.
It does sound terrible. Do you know what I like to pour on my licorice pops? A little bit of that frog milk. I love that frog milk. It's smaller portions, so you can slam it down fast.
Grandma's Own powdered bleach. It's another one of the products you might want to invest in during this panic buying. Grandma's Own powdered bleach. My eyes, they're burning. Look for the label with the baby on it.
Oh, it's a great product, the Grandma's Own powdered bleach. And, of course, who could forget, MSG intravenous. It's the only injectable flavour enhancer. Bypass the mouth and send the taste directly into your bloodstream. These are all wonderful products that you may or may not wish to consider panic buying right about now. Are we shareholders in them? We never know.
Well, we might be shareholders. And we were thinking about renaming some of our products, and not for the reason at the moment that a lot of people are renaming their products because the names or logos harken back to a less enlightened time, but more just because they're really terrible products, and even in the pandemic, no one will seem to buy these things.
Do you know what'll get you out of a pandemic real quick?
What's that?
A bit of that old-fashioned poison sarsaparilla.
Wash down some of the Grandma's Own powdered bleach with some poison sarsaparilla.
It goes well together. Really fizzes up nicely.
Day two, you can move on to frog milk if you're not feeling better.
It's like a tasty version of Diet Coke with a Mentos in it. And with that, I reckon that'll about do us for the Super Happy Fun Time for another week. Thanks very much for joining me, Eddie Yates.
Thanks very much, Bang. It's been a pleasure, as it always is.
Big shout-outs to all our contributors here on the program, talking Max Traffic, Barbacillo Ronson, and, of course, Ben Doran with the Sports Report. Stay tuned on 2SER 107.3. Coming up next, Psychedelic Sunday with DJ Soup and the King OPP. Keep it locked on 2SER. Thanks very much, everyone who contributed to the Save Our Signal Antenna fundraiser. Use rule.
This is Mob Deep with Survival of the Fittest.
Super Happy Fun Time Hour shall return. Bye now.
That old rail shit. There's a war going on outside, no man is safe from. You could run, but you can't hide forever from these streets that we done took. You walking with your head down, scared to look. You shook, cause ain't no such things as halfway crooks. They never around when the beef cooks. In my part of town, it's similar to Vietnam. Now we all grown up and old and beyond the cops' control. They better have the riot gear ready, trying to back me and get rock steady. By the Mac 1 double, I touch you and leave you with not much to go home with. My skin is thick, cause I'll be up in the mix of action. If I'm not at home, puffin' live, relaxing. New York got a nigga depressed, so I wear a slug proof underneath my guest. God bless my soul before I put my foot down and begin to stroll into the drama I built. And all unfinished beef, you will soon be killed. Put us together, it's like mixing vodka and milk. I'm going out blasting, taking my enemies with me. And if not, they scar, so they will never forget me. Lord forgive me, the Hennessy got me not knowing how to act. I'm falling and I can't turn back. Or maybe it's the words from my man Killer Black that I can't say, so what's left an untold fact. Until my death, my goal is to stay alive. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive.
Yo, yo, we live in this till the day that we die. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive.
Still
we live in this till the day that we die. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive.
Still
we live in this till the day that we die. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive.
Still
we live in this till the day that we die.
I'm trapped in between two worlds trying to get dough. You know when the dough get low, the juice go. But never that, as long as fiends smoke crack, I'll be on the block hustling, counting my stacks. No doubt, watching my back and proceed with caution. 5-0 working, no time to get lost in. The system niggas using fake names to get out quick. My brother did it and got back with 2 ounces.
I live with one with squads, hit the block hard. That's my man Trent when he got bagged. I fucked me up, God. But shit happens for a reason. You find out who's your true keepers when you're upstate bleeding. You can't find a shorty to troop your bed with you. Hit with a 2 to 4 is difficult. While on the streets, I try to maintain. Tight with my Lucas, hoes like to run game. Some niggas like to trip, but I ain't with that tricking shit. I'm like a Jew, saving those who I could bit with. Pushing a Lex, now I'm set, ready to jet. No matter how much loot I get, I'm staying in the projects forever. Jake's on the blocks, we out clever. And beef, we never separate, grow together. When worse come to worse, my peoples come first. Try to react and get the motherfucker feeling served. My crew's all about blue, fuck looking cute. I'm strictly 10 boots, an army certified suits. Puffin' nails, lay back, enjoy the smell. In the bridge, getting down, it ain't hard to tell. You better realize
we live this till the day that we die. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive.
We still strong
we
survive.
Live this till the day that we die. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive.
We still strong
we live
survive.
This till the day that we die. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive.
We still strong
we live this till the day that we die. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive.
We still strong
survive.
Open your eyes and get wise. Look alive. 95, what up? Hypnotic thug life. Get that ass paralyzed. Know what I'm saying? Mobb Deep and all that.